Welcome to this, my final tale in our present series of Fear on Four. You recall last week Mary was terrified by the prospect of a routine operation? This week, in Dance in the Underworld, Avril refuses to believe her son is dead. Could she be right?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hardwick. There's nothing more I can do.
But he can't be. I mean, look at him. He's breathing as normally as you and me.
The machine is breathing, he isn't.
So why does he look so healthy?
A young man, fit, no sign of illness. It's not uncommon in accident cases like this.
But I don't see
yes, if we go on like this, his body could stay alive for years. But that's just his body. It's not him. The electrocardiogram will go on registering a heartbeat for as long as we continue pumping air into his lungs. But this machine here tells the real story. See the brain scan? Not the slightest quiver.
Perhaps it's faulty.
Okay. Maybe you need more time. We'll talk again. Maybe tomorrow you can bring your wife.
No, Doctor, there's no need. If it's just my permission you want, you can have it.
Look, don't feel we're putting pressure on you. You really can go away and think about it.
It was up to me. You could have turned the switch last week.
I know. Somehow it's always hardest on the mother.
She made me promise not to. Here, give us a paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Doctor, I want it now.
You're absolutely sure? That's for the best, believe me.
Now, which one's the switch?
You don't have to.
The father's right. Which one?
The red one there. Press that, and the lung pump stops.
He was hardly 16 years old. Pit accident, they called it. That was his father's idea. 2 years down there, and we'll make a man of him. 2 years. They dragged him out a couple of months later. Usual thing. A couple of props collapse, roof caves in. Someone's always been buried alive. They said he'd been suffocated. But he looked beautiful on that hospital bed. One of God's angels. That were 5 years ago. He wasn't dead when my husband switched him off. I know he wasn't dead. But they still went ahead and buried him.
Now, which one's the switch?
You don't have to.
It's the father's right. Which one?
The red one there. Press that, and the lung pump stops. Tony will die almost at once.
Take no notice of him, Dad. I'm all right.
You said it'll stop.
It will. I'm sorry, but it will.
Don't listen to him, Dad. They don't know what they're talking about.
There. He's gone.
God bless you, Tony.
Shall I put the sheet over him?
I'll do it. Goodbye, lad.
Oh, no, Dad. Not the darkness as well.
It's getting dark, Scott. Why don't you come in?
Nearly finished.
It's a beautiful night.
Sure is. How many do you say you've invited?
Only about 10. I thought we'd do a barbecue.
Ah, no need. Tomorrow's lunch is already in the oven.
What oven?
You're standing on it.
You mean?
Yeah. It's what we call a hungy. Actually, we's the wrong word. It's an old Maori trick, but our sausages aren't beyond picking up on a good idea.
A hungy?
That's right. Dig a hole, light a fire in it, and put your whole lamb on red-hot stones. It's all wrapped in wet sacking. Then you bury it.
You mean cover it with earth?
That's right. There's a little butte in there, and by lunchtime tomorrow, it'll be just about ready. Hey, what's the matter?
It's nothing, Scott. Nothing.
I tell you, it'll be delicious.
Sorry, I'm being silly. It'll be wonderful.
You've a funny way of showing it.
No, forget it. Honestly.
Oh, I don't know. Your first Australian summer, and here you are crying your eyes out.
There. Look, not a tear in sight.
That's more like it. Hey, come here. Let's give the old man in the moon something to really smile about, eh?
Yes, I have a daughter, Jennifer. She married an Australian farmer last year. Scott, nice boy. They're in Queensland now. They want Victor and me to go out to join them. You know, emigrate. Scott's gone and built us a lovely bungalow. 20,000 acres he's got. Far cry from Doncaster, and that's a fact. Of course, we'll not be going. Well, not yet a while, anyway. Tell you. See me getting on an aeroplane. I know they're closing down Pitt. There's no doubt it's been talked about for months, but you try dragging Victor away from his precious mine. That Pitt's his little shrine. I tell you, he'll never budge. The day he dies, they'll have to go and bury him in it.
He's claustrophobic?
Ever since the accident.
Well, if that's the case, she'll love it here.
And what about Daddy? Do you really think she'd be happy leaving him in England?
I don't know. From what you say, he's more married to that mine than your mother.
That's only part of the story. Anyway, the pit's been closed down.
Oh? Since when?
It was announced last month. Mum's delighted. She sent me a letter telling me all about it.
So, what happens now?
I don't know. Maybe I should fly back and see what I can do.
Oh, can't be that bad, surely.
I don't know. Something tells me something's about to happen. I can't explain. I just feel something's wrong.
Avril! Avril! Come out of there!
Go away!
I want to talk to you!
I said go away!
What are you up to?
Mind your own business.
Look, if you don't open this door, I'll break it down. I mean it.
Leave me in peace.
There's a letter from Aunt Jennifer. Do you hear what I said? There's a letter from Australia. All right, I'm going to count to three. One, two... What the hell are you up to? Locking yourself up in the shed again.
Where is it?
Tell me what you're doing first.
Read him, Victor. Now, where's the letter?
Here.
Dear Mum.
So this is the kind of rubbish you're into.
It's not rubbish.
Oh, look in the afterlife. If you think the answer's in this trash, you're in for a nasty surprise.
It's a nice letter.
Oh, of course it's bloody nice. She's our daughter, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Says the bungalow's finished.
Why do you have to go and tell her about the pit being closed?
What's wrong with that?
She's not interested in local gossip.
Of course she is. She spent nigh on 20 years living with it.
It only makes her think we're ready to pack up shop and get on out there.
No, it doesn't. If there's one thing about Jenny, she understands.
Yes. It's a pity she's not here now to help us. You know what tomorrow is, don't you? Of
course I do.
You away?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, come on, Jen. Don't get like them.
What's that supposed to mean?
Going silent on people. Isn't that what you came out here to escape from?
All I want is to forget.
Forget what?
Doncaster. Everything.
Everything?
You know what I mean.
Well, that's the trouble. I don't. You tell me your mum and dad love each other, but there's a problem about Tony. Okay, she still blames your dad for what happened. She won't accept that her son's dead and buried, but what's that got to do with you?
Stop pushing me.
You're keeping something back, aren't you? Well?
It's secret.
Oh, for God's sake, Jen. Try, will you?
I can't.
Yes, you can. Just take it step by step.
When Tony died, Dad came back and told Mum what he'd had to do. Well, like I said, she didn't believe him. That afternoon, we found her locked in the garden shed. She was talking to herself. Dad called the doctor. Then a sort of therapist arrived on the scene.
Now, you mean a psychiatrist?
Yes, the first of a string of them during the past 5 years. In her last letter, Mum says she's going to a new one. A Mrs. Manners. The first one said Mum couldn't be left alone under any circumstances and that Dad had to stay with her. He'd just been made pit manager, but they gave him a month's special leave. Then we realised. How could we fix Tony's funeral when she wouldn't accept anything had happened?
So?
We had no choice. I had to organise everything. Dad couldn't go. Nobody could. Friends, relatives, no one. I made the arrangements. Told Mum I had an interview. And I went to the service. All on my own.
What do I think of mines? That's a funny one. What do you think? They're evil. Smelly little burrows under the ground where the devil lives. It was the devil that swallowed up my son. But Tony was too good for him. That's why I know he's still alive. Waiting for me.
Tell me about the garden shed.
The shed? What's that got to do with it?
Do you go in there to hide from the past?
I live in the present. So does Tony.
Is that in the garden shed?
Maybe.
Only maybe.
Oh, is that you?
Go back to sleep.
What are you... Do you realise what time it is?
Midnight. And the bells of hell go ring-a-ding-ding.
Are you getting dressed?
Turn over and go to sleep.
How can I? Are you clattering about?
I'll be gone in a minute.
Gone? Gone where?
To see Tony.
Oh, Avril, lass, not that again,
please. It's the anniversary today.
I know, but can't it wait till morning?
5 years since you turned that switch and had him buried alive.
It wasn't like that, Avril. Can't you get it into your head?
The exact same day as our own wedding anniversary.
And you've reminded me every year since.
So good night, Victor.
Wait a minute, Avril. At least let's talk about it.
I said good night.
Jenny? 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 What the hell are you doing in here? Hey, are you all right?
I don't know.
What's the matter, sweetheart? You feeling ill or something?
No, it's nothing like that. I just feel strange. Something terrible's going to happen. I know it.
Hey, it's all right. Come on. It's a lovely day out there. The sun's blazing down. They'll be here in an hour or so.
I'll be all right.
Why don't you go into the house and get changed?
Yes. Yes, I'm being silly, aren't I?
Well, I didn't expect to find you in a corner of the stables.
Is that... How did I get here?
Well, you don't remember?
No. I was watering the vines, then everything started to spin. And now you're here.
That's right. Everything's fine. You're just overtired, that's all. From now on, you don't have to do a thing except go off and make yourself look beautiful. You can leave the rest to me.
If you don't open up, this is the only answer.
Just stop it, will you? Stop it!
Not till either you open up, or I've torn it off its hinges. What?
Are you satisfied?
What do you think?
Remember it, do you? My wedding dress. You should do.
But why?
Why not? Serves to remind me of what marriage is meant to be about. No, of course you don't. I mean, what's in a lost son? Or a daughter living 12,000 miles away? There's nothing really to understand, is there?
Right.
Victor, let go.
No, my lass. This time... We're going to do things my way. Then maybe we can put an end to all this nonsense.
You're hurting my arm.
Like I should have done years ago.
Stop it.
No. Not this time. Oh. You're coming with me, lass. And we're going to see what we're going to see.
Where are you taking me?
Where do you think?
Ow! I don't know.
To the pit.
Victor, not there, please.
so we don't like mines, eh? Nasty things, mines, aren't they? Bury people alive. Stinky, dirty, nasty, smelly. Little burrs under the ground.
You can't make me. You mustn't. I'll do anything. Victor, anything.
You're damn right you will. You'll do exactly what I tell you.
No, no, please. Please, Victor, don't make me.
It's too late, Terrell.
Wear the dress.
It's all too late.
Jane? Can I come in yet?
Hang on, nearly ready.
They'll be here soon.
I've got a surprise for you.
Ooh, shall I call them up and cancel?
Shut your eyes. Are they shut?
Oh, yeah.
You can open them now.
But...
Do you still like it?
You know I do.
Still fits. Not bad a year on, is it?
Jenny... I don't understand.
You don't like it. You think I look silly.
No, you look staggering. But a wedding gown? I thought you got a new bikini.
I know. It just sort of fell out of the wardrobe. What's the time?
Just gone noon.
So it's after midnight in England.
What's that got to do with it?
Mum and Dad's anniversary. You go down and start getting things ready.
What about you?
I've got to make a call. I won't be long.
You're going to call England?
I always ring on special occasions. They'll be expecting me.
They'll be sound asleep.
No, they won't. They're waiting for me. I've got to warn them.
Right, get in.
Please, Victor, don't.
I said get in. Every day for 20 years I've done this, and every day for 20 years... Sorry, it's a bit cramped. It's only a cage, after all. There. You're in. I'm going to let you go now, all right?
Let me out!
It's no use, my sweet. The cage locks automatically as soon as you shut the door.
Oh, Victor, please.
Only it's quite a long drop to the bottom.
Oh, please, Victor, for pity's sake.
Now, this, you see, this is a button. It's like a switch, you know. Turn it on to start and off to stop. But then... I know all about that, don't I?
That's cruel.
It's painted red because, well, it's dangerous, isn't it? Tell you what, let's press it and find out what happens.
No, please, no.
Don't you want to find out what happens when little red buttons are pushed?
No, let's go home and to bed.
Oh, you do, surely. After all these years. Yes, I knew you did, naughty girl. You can't wait, can you? Right, hold on to your safety straps. Don't be frightened. We're only going down into the bowels of the earth. Do you hear that coming? The wind. That's the counterweight cage on its way up. It won't crash into us, don't worry. Like two express trains passing by in a tunnel. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I'm going to be sick.
All over your wedding dress. Sorry, love. We're on our way to the bottom. And there's nothing either of us can do about it.
But, Scott, what shall I do? There was no answer.
Look, they've probably gone away for a few
days.
They
never do that. I told you about Mum. She hardly ever leaves
the
house.
Well, this time she might have done.
On the anniversary? No, Scott. Something terrible's happened.
Okay, just calm down, eh? There's people coming soon and we're giving a party.
I know,
but... nothing. We'll all have a good time and then we'll see what we can do. For all you know, their phone could be out of order.
It isn't. I got the operator to check.
Okay, but I'm sure everything's going to be all right.
You promise?
Scott's honour. Now then, hang on to the spade. I'll lift out the lamb.
Oh, yes. You've uncovered it.
Sure have. Should just about be perfect now. Oh, it's still hot. Right then. One lift and...
Ooh. But it's all...
Scorched, yeah. Black and crisp on the outside. Tender and sweet in the middle. Oh. Jenny? Jenny, for God's sake, what's the matter?
Come on, get out.
I must have been out there, I'm frightened.
Oh, yes, you are. There.
Oh, what are you doing?
Don't worry, darling. Everything's under control.
But the door's out. Do we get mine?
Maybe we don't. What? Come on, give me your hand. There. This is my pit. Mine.
Victor.
Just be quiet for a sec and listen. Listen to it talk. Smell it. Go on. Sniff the cold, dank stench. How does it feel, eh? How does it feel to have a mile and a half of earth and rock over your head? Millions of tons of earth's crust creaking and groaning to fill up this little bubble of air in its belly.
Stop it, Victor. Please stop.
Oh, no, not this time. I mean, according to you, this is the place I love, isn't it? Victor's been married to his mistress, the mine, for over 20 years. Isn't that what you say?
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Open your flaming eyes, woman. Look at it. Go on, damn you. Look at it. And you accuse me of having my son sent to his grave whilst he was still alive. Grave, eh? I've been buried alive most of my working life. Right. Down on your knees. You heard me. Down on your knees.
No.
Right down. Now, crawl through there.
Victor, I'm not.
Crawl! Go on. It's only about 10 feet. There's a disused shaft I want you to see. Watch your head. If it hasn't already collapsed, you'll be able to stand if you ever get there. Right. Come over here. Come on. See this. Do you know what this is, eh?
I've been warned.
It's a prop, Avril. A pit prop. It's 5 years old. And the one before it broke.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're right. We're standing right on the spot where Tony had his accident.
All right, Victor. You made your point. Can we go back now?
I wasn't here, of course. Not at that exact moment. But I can tell you what would have happened. The prop would have grown, like you can hear it now. But how can you tell me? How do you know the difference between a piece of wood that's groaning under the weight of the earth above and one that's about to splinter and crack in two? And you think I love this place? I hate it. I hate it more than any man's got a right to hate anything.
But why? I don't understand. Why, Tony, down here?
Because I was terrified when I first came down here. Terrified! Do you know what that means? I wanted him to know that fear. I wanted him to know me. I didn't want him to be a minor at all his life. 2 years, that's all. Enough time for us to be together, for him to grow into a man. But the mine won. The mine got him first.
But why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you now.
After all these
and
years.
And for me.
Yes, of course.
So now you know.
I do know, yes.
And all that about me having Tony buried alive.
If I'm trying to understand what you've been through all these years, you've got to do the same for me.
Ah, lass. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. Come over here.
What for?
Oh, what do you think?
Oh. Victor, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sure, she's all right now. Everything's going to be fine from now on in. I'll ring Jen in the morning and tell her we've decided.
That's what I want more than anything.
You know, you still look stunning in that dress.
Oh, Victor, it's filthy.
As beautiful as the day we were wed. Here. Come here, Lawford. Take me out.
What are you doing?
What do you think?
Oh, down here.
Hey, shush, listen. Do you hear that?
What?
The mine. It's playing our tune. Oh, we dance on the night
We were wed. We vowed our true love through a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom. There were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dearest, I held you close in my arms. Angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating, murmuring low, darling, I love you so.
Thank you, Victor. That was lovely.
Don't leave me.
What?
Don't leave me.
What? Did you hear?
Tony. Tony, is that you?
Help me. Please, help me.
Come on, Avril, let's go.
Let go.
Come on. It's not safe.
It's our Tony. He's down here, still alive.
He's not. It's all in the imagination. Come on, let's get back to the cage.
Please, help me.
You knew he was here. You knew, didn't you?
Don't be ridiculous.
That's why you've loved this place all these years. You've been seeing Tony and keeping him to yourself.
Avril, Tony's dead. He's gone. He died 5 years ago and he's not here.
He is.
Yeah, I switched off the bloody machine myself. He's dead.
He isn't. He spoke to me. Look.
Tony. Tony, is that you?
God's sake, don't look, Avril. Shut your eyes.
He's coming towards me. He needs me. Don't you, Tony?
Don't go to him, Avril.
He's my son.
Tony. Tony.
It's not Tony, look.
Don't leave me again.
Watch out. He's masking the prop shaft. He is the prop shaft.
My little lad.
Hold me, Mum.
Oh, no. No. He's coming. His skin's all...
The first time I've ever fainted.
Too much sand?
No, Scott. It wasn't that. It was the sight of that meat. Its skin all burnt and black and peeling off.
That's just how it should be.
Look, I might as well tell you. You know I said I had to organise Tony's funeral and that Mum and Dad didn't go?
Yeah.
And you know Mum's always accused Dad of having Tony buried alive.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't.
I don't get you.
He was cremated. I had Tony cremated. And I've never told them.
Brian Pringle was Victor, Maggie McCarthy, Avril, Angus Wright, Tony, Jenny Funnell, Jenny, Simon Treves, Scott, Oriel Smith, Mrs. Manners, and Fraser Carr, the Doctor, in Dance in the Underworld by Stuart Carr. The director was Martin Jenkins. I am Edward D'Souza, the man in black. And the time has come for me to return once more to my own underworld, deep in the bowels of Broadcasting House. Sleep well, and I hope we meet again soon for another dip into the realms of fear and horror. Au revoir.